Hey, well, welcome everyone to Black Hawk Church. My name is Matt Metzger, and I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team. I oversee our downtown location of our church, and man, welcome. Welcome. If you are new here, maybe you're kind of new to coming around Black Hawk. Maybe you came last week for Easter and you enjoyed the different things that went on with the service. You decided to give it another shot. Or maybe you are in one of our venues and you are here because there is a friend of yours in this service, friend or family member who is being baptized today. And man, welcome. We are so glad you're here. Welcome. So welcome to everyone at the gallery across the hall. Welcome to everyone in our traditions venue. Welcome to everyone in our Chinese venue. Welcome to all of you. What's up, Fitchburg? What's up, downtown? My people. Man, we are so glad that you are all here. And obviously, like all of you live in the room right now, glad that you're here right now. So, man, Baptism Sundays are, in all honesty, they're one of my favorite Sundays of the year. And if you are new, I think you're really going to enjoy this, because rather than having me or one of the guys from the teaching team get up here and give a sermon for a long time, instead, you're going to get to hear real life stories of people from our church, all different ages and stages of life, who have come to the place in their life where they've accepted Jesus Christ and Him alone for their salvation. And today they're going to be baptized. But before we get to the dunkings, what I'd love to do is to do a little bit of pastoral show and tell. If that's all right, are you okay with that? Why do I even ask? Like if you said no, I'm going to do it anyway. So we're gonna do this. So I brought with me today. I brought with me a ring that I wanted to show you. But this is not just any ring. If you notice, it's a ring that covers my finger from knuckle to knuckle. I don't know if you can get a good close-up shot of that right now, but if you can't, we can put it on the screens and show you this ring. And I think for some of you, you're gonna know exactly what this is as you start to see the pictures of this particular ring. Now, for some of you, you might have no idea what this is. And for those of you who don't, you might be saying to yourself, what on earth is that? And so I want to share a story with you. So a lot of you know right now, we are at the very end of March Madness. So the men's Division I basketball tournament that lasts a few different weekends and I'm guessing that if you've partaken in that, your bracket is toast at this point. And tomorrow night, we will watch UNC play Villanova in the finals and see what happens there. Any Villanova fans in the room? Awesome, there's one in the front row. That's fantastic. Any UNC fans in the room? Wow, okay, all right. The same guy in the front row. Dude, I don't know. I want to see your bracket later, buddy. So we've got some issues. That was so amazing. So, around Black Hawk, we love the University of Wisconsin. And we love our sports teams here. We love the men's basketball team here. And we were so stoked with the way they ended up doing the season, the way they turned things around, ended up making it to the Sweet 16. That was absolutely incredible. From Black Hawk Church, welcome, Coach Guard. We're so glad, man. You did such a great job this year. And it was awesome to watch that. But for a lot of us, this time right now is the 1 year anniversary of something that happened around Madison that was pretty amazing. I mean, do you remember this time last year and everything that took place with the team? For those of you who don't know, I want to share the story. So last year's basketball team just had an amazing season that not a lot of teams get to experience. They had an incredible season, and they made it into the NCAA tournament, the 64-team single elimination tournament. A lot of people say that you can have whatever season you want, but the season really begins at the time of March Madness when the tournament really begins. And we went into the tournament with a really high seed, but in the tournament, everyone knows, you never know what's going to take place, right? Because there are upsets all over the place that happen in this tournament. But sure enough, in the tournament, we just kept winning game after game after game until finally we made it into the Final Four. The final weekend, which was this time last year, which was amazing in itself. But the problem was, in our semifinal game, we drew having to play the University of Kentucky. Dun, dun, dun. You know, now, if anybody remembers anything about University of Kentucky last year, Man, they were unbelievable. They had gone undefeated the entire season. A lot of different commentators were saying, like, this could have been the best team that college basketball has ever seen. I mean, as soon as the season was over, it was like the whole starting lineup was drafted to the NBA. The entire bench went to the NBA. Like, the ball boy, the guy who washes the uniform, all drafted to the NBA. They all just went, you know? And this was the team we were going to have to play in the semifinals. But on a year ago, last night, the University of Kentucky stepped onto the court against the University of Wisconsin. And, well, let's just say the Wildcats ended up falling to the alluring power of the Badgers, all sites and venues. Can I get an amen right now? Come on. Now, do you remember that moment? I mean, for some of you, you remember that moment. I mean, like I'll never forget. I mean, the celebration that happened in our home when that took place. I'll never forget this day last year. There was more Badger red at church than I had ever seen in my life. That was Easter Sunday last year. It was, people were saying, like, Christ is risen, go Badgers, was the line in everybody's mind that was going, that was coming to church. And it was amazing. And then, like, tomorrow night last year, you know, we went into the finals. And we lost to Duke, but we're not going to focus on that at all, you know, because the thing we want to focus on is the amazing ride that these guys took us on last year. It was just absolutely incredible. And at the end of it all, when they got home, all of the guys on the team got one of these rings to commemorate the moment, to commemorate something that they had lived through, to have a way to be able to remember an experience, something that had taken place in their lives. You see, in some ways, this ring really parallels in a lot of ways the thing that we're going to see here today on Baptism Sunday. You see, because in the same way that this ring symbolizes something, it's an external sign of something that they were able to live in the same way, we're going to see a bunch of people from our church today who have placed their faith in Jesus and Him alone in their lives. Something has taken place. Their lives have been transformed by the message of Jesus. And now, as an external sign of something that's taken place in their lives, they're going to be baptized today. Is baptism the thing that saves them? Absolutely not. Baptism is an external sign of a change that's taken place. Baptism does not save them. In the same way that this ring is not the thing that got those guys into the final game. No, it was after they lived what they lived. They were given this. In the same way, baptism is an external sign of an internal reality, something that's taken place. And we're going to get to see people baptized in just a moment. But for those of us who are here in all of our sites, all of our venues watching this right now, like, what are we supposed to get from a service? Well, some of you who are here, and this happens in all of our different venues, man, some of you, like, you haven't come to the place of ever accepting Christ as your Savior. You're new to coming around here. You're kicking the tires. Maybe you've decided you really don't buy into it at all. Maybe you're a family member or a friend, or you've just started coming, and you're not exactly sure even what it is that you believe. And you come into a service like this for baptism, and you say, what's that all about? You know, like, it's not every week that you come to church and you see people who get dunked underwater, you know? Kind of in the same way that for some of you, when we put this ring on the screen, you looked at it and maybe you didn't live in Wisconsin last year. You know, maybe you live somewhere else in the country, somewhere else around the world, or maybe you did live in Wisconsin, but you're like, I really just don't care about basketball at all. You know, you're one of those people. And you saw this ring and you asked the question, what's that all about? And it gave me the opportunity to share with you a story. You see, today as we go into this message of baptism, you're going to hear story after story of people who have come to the place in their life where they realized they were in need of a Savior, that they could not save themselves. And so they ended up placing their faith in Jesus for their salvation. You're going to have the opportunity to hear that story over and over. And we just think that's amazing. Okay, but there's another crowd who's here. And it's those of you who, man, you have come to the place of accepting Jesus as your Savior. And so how's a service really like this supposed to affect you? Well, it goes back to the ring. Because for some of you, when we put this ring on the screens, you knew exactly what this was. You know, I mean, you remember the season. You bought the Cut the Net t-shirt. You know, you, man, you remember exactly where you were during that Kentucky basketball game. And so when you see something like this, when you see, you know, a ring like this, if you were to see someone actually wearing it or see like on a bookshelf or something, you would see it and it would bring back all kinds of memories. I mean, when you see something like this, it takes you back to where you go, oh, that's right, that season, that was amazing. What a ride, that was incredible. It just fills you with like encouragement and this feeling of like, man, it is so good to be a Badger. You see, in the same way, when we hear the stories of people who have given their lives to Jesus, it reminds us of the God that we serve. It reminds us of God's love and grace that he shows us, of Jesus' death and resurrection that paid a penalty for our sins. And it reminds us that that God that we serve, that he is still on the move changing people's lives. And I think that's important for us to remember. Because, like, isn't it true that just in the everyday lives that we live, of our work and the different things, the commitments that we have, for some of us, the families or the people that we end up doing life with, our projects that we have at school, all the different stuff, the tyranny of the urgent that comes at us all the time, it can be so easy to just forget that we have a God who's honestly in the move in people's lives day after day after day. And when we stop and hear these type of stories, it reminds us, man, that God is on the move. All together at Black Hawk today, at all of our different services. So we already did this at the service right before this. We'll be doing this all day long. We're going to see over 80 people be baptized. And some of you, you go, man, that is unbelievable, 80 people. But if you think that's impressive, you got to go back to the early church. Turn, if you brought your Bibles with you, turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to go through this really quick. Acts chapter 2 is, man, just an unbelievable passage of scripture. And in this moment, Jesus has already gone to his death. And he has gone to the cross. He has paid the penalty for our sins. He has risen again from the grave. He has appeared now to a bunch of different people. And now he's ascended back to heaven. And he's left behind this small little gathering of people. Scripture says in Acts 2, about 120 in all. And this was the beginning of the church. And these people at this particular moment in Acts chapter 2, well, they are gathered together for a festival called Pentecost. And Pentecost was a Jewish festival that was going on. And as they're gathered in this room together, like, there's a miracle that takes place where the Holy Spirit descends upon this group of people, comes upon them, and they begin proclaiming the message of Jesus, but they begin proclaiming this message in other languages that they've never learned. And so as they go out from there, there are people from all around the world there for Pentecost, for this festival. And they're hearing this group of people, these group of Jewish people, all speaking different languages. And they realize there is something crazy going on. And Peter stands up in this crowd in the midst of this moment, and he gives the very first sermon of the church. He tells these people about Jesus. And as they heard the message of Jesus, it affected the crowd so unbelievably greatly. We saw this take place. Verse 37 of chapter 2 says this: when the people heard this, that is the message of Jesus, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Peter told them two things to do: repent and be baptized. Repent. Repent in our day is a word that we think of that seems to mean like to be sorry or sorrowful for the things that you do. In actuality, the Greek word for that is a word that means to change or to turn. To change your mind. In other words, to go from a place where I am trusting in myself and my ability to live a good life, a better life, so my good outweighs my bad, and I'm trusting in that for my salvation, instead to change my mind to a place where I'm going to place my faith in Jesus and him alone for my salvation. That's what Peter was telling people to do. And that once they did that, then to be baptized, because baptism is an outward sign of an inward reality. Well, that affected the crowd unbelievably greatly. And it says in verse 41, of that same passage. It says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. I mean, think of that. The little church of 120 just grew from 120 to 3,120 in one little shot. See, because the Spirit of God was on the move. God is a God who desires to change hearts and lives. And in the same way that he was doing that thousands of years ago, we get to see that today through the stories of people who are coming to make a public declaration of a transformation that's happened in their lives and are going to be baptized. It is an awesome day here. Let me pray for us as we get ready to see people be baptized. Will you pray with me? God, thank you so much for the gift of your son, Jesus. And thank you that you are a God who, from the time back then to now, you have always been in the role of changing people's hearts and minds. God, thanks for those of us who you've worked in our lives, bringing us to the place of knowing you. And God, I pray for people all over this place who are listening to me, regardless if it's in any of our venues or online. I pray, Father, that you would help them to understand what a great God you are of forgiveness and grace and love, who desires for all people to come to you, and you have made that way through Jesus. God, for these people who are being baptized today, I pray that this would be a moment that they would never forget. Thank you, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.